hear a flood of flood legends. They're coming up next on today's Creation Moments. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
Today, it is considered scholarly to reject the Bible's account of a worldwide flood. Some try to compromise by saying that the flood recorded in the Bible was only a local event. The problem with these scholarly claims is that there were too many witnesses who disagree with them. We can test these claims of these scholars. If the Bible's account of a worldwide flood is true, it was witnessed by everyone on earth. The story of this great event would have been passed down to their descendants and spread across the whole face of the earth. Researchers have catalogued some 270 stories of an ancient destructive flood in various cultures from around the world. A large majority of these stories have been shown to predate any Christian influence. As one would expect, details differ after such a long time. What's remarkable, though, is that where the details of these stories agree with the Bible, they also tend to agree with each other. For example, the Aztec story of a universal flood says that it took place 1,716 years after the creation of the world, almost the same as the Bible's date. The Babylonian flood story shares seven major details with the Bible's account. Similar stories are found around the world, including Australia, India, Scandinavia, and China. The universality of flood stories and their similarity to the Bible cannot be explained unless they are based upon an event which actually took place.
For stunning imagery, reference articles, or to listen to today's Creation Moment again, download the Creation Moments app on your phone or visit creationmoments.com. For additional resources, call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.